Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. The search continues for Dulce Alvarez. Now, local authorities and the Federal Bureau of Investigation asked the people who were in the Bridgeton City Park recreational area on Monday, September 16th, 2019, between the hours of 3 and 6 p.m., check their cell phones. This to see if you have any videos or photos that could help with the investigation. Anyone with information is asked to submit it to the FBI website or give them a call. 1-800-CALL-FBI. Evesham Township Police counting on surveillance video to help them find two men who stole a dozen wheels right off the cars at the dealership. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
It only took 10 minutes for two men to smash the windows of SUVs in the lot of Elkin Chevrolet in Marlton, grab the wheel lock keys from the glove boxes, and unbolt the wheels.
It appeared that they targeted these custom black chrome finish rims that were 22 inches. Then they took 12 of them.
Evesham Township Police Lieutenant Joseph Friel says the wheels are valued at $5,000, but Elkin Chevrolet dealership lost more than that.
When you add in the damage to the vehicles, when they took these tires off, they just let the vehicles drop down to the concrete.
Friel says the theft happened around 10 o'clock on the night of September 7th. The men loaded the wheels into an older model minivan. It's either a Honda Odyssey or a Dodge Grand Caravan. Anyone who recognizes the men on surveillance video or knows someone trying to sell black chrome rims, you're asked to call police. Philadelphia police are investigating a fatal shooting they say happened after two men broke into a home earlier this morning. They say it happened around 4 a.m. in Mayfair when two men broke into the house on Walker Street. According to police, both suspects eventually shot one of the guys, jumped out of a second floor window after being hit. That suspect taken to Jefferson Torresdale Hospital where he died. They say the other wounded suspect went to Nazareth Hospital. We don't know his condition. Police currently looking into the situation. The Philadelphia Orchestra is getting out of the concert hall and they're bringing their music to the people. And as we hear now from KYW's Justin Udo, it's part of a special series of small shows at unlikely places throughout the region.
Margie Harris brought her 18-month-old granddaughter Miriam to the Balakinwood Library Monday to hear the orchestra's string quartet.
This is her first live concert. I didn't want to miss this opportunity. It's so special.
Margie says it's so beautiful to see the community of all ages listening to these fabulous professional musicians. It's incredible.
Philadelphia Orchestra violinist Paul Arnold says he loves their audience appreciation concerts where they go to different neighborhoods and play for a variety of people.
Honestly, it's better because all the stigma of the concert hall setting is dispensed with.
Monday's Artist Appreciation Concerts feature more than 30 pop-up shows. And for more information, just go to our website. It's kywnewsradio.com. Happy birthday to the boss, Bruce Springsteen. He turns 70 today. Over his five-decade career, Springsteen has won 20 Grammys, an Oscar, two Golden Globes, a special Tony Award, and a Kennedy Center honor. In 1999, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And in 2016, President Obama awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app. On your smart speaker, just say, play KYW News Radio.